Okay, so Tazria Mitzora Sheni Kshen Mechubar, and so it deals with the Mechvas Eish, and then we move on to the Netek, which is a special name for the Tzara. So Rosh HaZakan, there's a massive machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. The Ramban has a massive arichos here about the dinim of Tzaras HaRosh HaZakan. The Rashi thinks that a person could actually have hair there. The Ramban says that the entire word Netek, which is the word that the Torah uses for Tzaras HaRosh HaZakan, is only once the hair is actually gone. Then there's two deos about whether you even need a kind of an impact on the dermatology, whether the skin has to have a baheres or not. First, he's noted the fact that you don't even need a baheres. The only thing that you need is pision, so that space expands, or a sear tzahov, and then he thinks, okay, no, it sounds more like you actually need a baheres there as well. So at the very end of this presentation, this is in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, so we know that the sear tzahov is a siman tuma, and the sear shachor is a siman tara. Vim beinav amad hanesek, so the nesek is not growing. Vsear shachor tzamach bo nirpa hanetek tahorhu. So you can see that the netek has been healed. Tahorhu, objectively. Vitiharo hakohen, and the kohen also validates it as tahor. So Rashi quotes in the Gemara Moed Katan, hatame shetiharo hakohen lo tahor. It was actually Tame, and the Kohen says it's Tahor, that does not make it Tahor. There's also the Torah's Kohanim. So Tahor hu, vitiharo haKohen, yachol, im amar Kohen al Tame Tahor, yet Tahor, tamad amar Tahor, vitiharo haKohen. So, it seems obvious, right? If it's Tame, it's Tame. So the Kohen can say whatever he wants. So clearly, this is related to the very beginning of the section here in Tumas Negaim. And the Torah says, "V'huvoel Aaron haKohen o l'achad mi'banav haKohanim." The person has to be brought to Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, or could be brought to any of his banim, any Kohen Hedyot as well. "V'huvoel el Aaron haKohen." So Rashi quotes there, "Gzeres haKasufu she'en tumas negoy mitarasan ella al pi Kohen." So right, it's not considered Tzaras until the Kohen declares it as such. So we talked about yesterday, but sometimes Yamim Shi'ata Roe Bahen Uviyom Hera Ozbo Basar Chayitma. Sometimes we're going to deliberately delay, whether it's the Shiva Simei Hamishta, and whether it's the, Regel. So the Kohen creates the Chaloshem Tzaras, Ella Alpi Kohen. But there's a backstop to that, which is that the Kohen isn't just a free agent, but he's tied into the timing. The Kohen has discretion. We talked about that yesterday. But the objective reality is the objective reality. Hishamer b'nega atzeras, hishmar mod v'lasos, kichol asher yoru etzcham, akohanim halavim, osos hishmur lasos. So again, and the internal boundary built in is tahor hu v'tiharo haKohen. The Kohen can't declare something as tahor, which is objectively tameh. And again, this is part of what requires such an absolute mastery of all of these halachos. That the Kohen, again, it's not just if he said it's tahor. It's only tahor if the objective underlying reality is in fact that it's Tahor. The Torah Tumimah here is a comment. Ratzalomar, and in this Tohanim, Rak Az Mo'ila Taras HaKohen, Rakim Be'emes Tahor, Al Pi Hadin, Eveloim Noda Acharkach Shetoa. Right? That if the Kohen figures out that he actually made a mistake, he can't then go and say, well, Tumas Negoim V'Tarasa, Ninoel Al Pi Kohen, and therefore the Xeris HaKosov, so the person is declared Tahor, that there is an objective reality to Tzaras, to the Mechvaseish, to the Netek, and that is a check on the, Gzeras HaKasov of Tumas Tzaras V'Tarasso, Ella Al Pi Kohen. So we have to understand there's an objective underlying reality here as well. The Kohen may have missed it at first, but ultimately, if the Kohen comes to acknowledge the fact that it really was Tameh, it wasn't a Seyar Shachor, he looked at it, he misapprehended it was really a Seyar Tzahov, or there was Pisyon, and he somehow missed out on that fact. So he's going to have to, correct course here. So I think that that itself is a really important halacha, both in terms of clarifying the outer boundaries, to be sure, of the gzeres al-kasev, uvalar, and al-koin, al-achad mi-banav, ha-koanim. So it's important on that level in the practical sense, but I think it's also very important in terms of the whole idea of Tomas Nagoyim. He's a person, as we talked about yesterday, there are many different avonos that Chazal associated Tzaraas with. One of them is Gosas HaRuach, person who's arrogant. And Tzaraas comes in the case of arrogance. So one of the primary manifestations of arrogance is a person who's unwilling to acknowledge mistakes, right? We had in last week's parsha, Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Beinav, and we talked about the two Lashonos. Rashi says, V'lo Bosh, Lomar, Lo Shemat. He wasn't embarrassed to say that he hadn't learned it. But the actual Taras Kohanim is much stronger, the Gemara Zvachim rather is much stronger. Lobosh Lomar Shamati V'Shachachti, that I forgot, right? That Yishmosha Anav Mod Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama. So you can't have Gasa Saruach in the world of Tzaraas. The Kohen can't say, oh, no, this is what I said, and I'm not backing down. On the contrary, he has to be open to the fact that even he, in this very painstaking process, can make a mistake. So again, it's not just that Tzaraas is Negayim Boy and Algasas HaRuach, as the Gemara Nerchin says, but that you can't have any Gasas HaRuach in the world of Negayim. V'taharhu, v'tiaroa kohen, if the Kohen realizes a mistake, he has to go back and he has to address it.